You're listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. And then there was the poet. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing today? I'm coming to you from the studio of disarray. I need to do some cleaning, rearrange some things and get things in order. You know how it is. It's Scorpio season, baby. This is how we do it. So I come to you bearing gifts. This episode is entitled The Bitch Diet. I guess we can go part one. For those who know and for those who don't know, I've been writing on a book called The Bitch Diet, along with several other books to drop whenever I get through writing and editing and all of that good stuff. You know how it is, you know. Entrepreneurship. That's how we get it. You know what I mean? So here we go. Oh my goodness. Where should I start? You know, the bitch diet, man. And ladies, I don't want you to focus on the word bitch, because it's not focusing on you. It's not saying that females are bitches and things of that nature. Although, it's a harsh word. It's very harsh. And that's why I entitled the book The Bitch Diet. And I said the subtitle would be, no worries, ladies. Some of these men are bitches too. Some of these men are bitches too. It's the truest thing that you can ever say in this world. We all got a little bitch in us, you know, from a young man growing up, single household, not knowing your father in the household. Does it affect the young man that's growing up to being raised by a single black mother? To a certain extent, it does, but keep in mind that I'm built different because I'm a Scorpio. Yeah. I just didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck about the trivial shit. You know, I don't blame on anyone in particular because of my upbringing. You know, I don't sit back and cry to my wife that, my mother was so horrible. This is why I'm a fuck up. No, I don't. My mom was a good mother within her own right. Did she fall short? Yeah, of course she did. Like we all fall short, you know, but who am I to judge her on falling short? That's not my place to judge a woman who was raising three sons to the best of her ability. It's not like she had any help because, you know, the biggest haters in your life is going to come from your family. Your family are the haters that, you know, you're born with bullshit around you. And for whatever reason, it could be a reason of hatred or jealousy or I just don't fucking like you, because that's how I am in my life. You know, I got family members that I don't fuck with. I don't fuck with on purpose. I'm like, I just don't like you. And I'm not a great actor that I have to put on a facade. I'm like, yo, I'm going to fake the funk just to be around you. No, I can't stomach your motherfucking ass. You ill me. Okay. You make me sick, bitch. Get the fuck away from me. So, but you handle things accordingly. And when you handle things accordingly, things will be put in their place. And you'll hear me say this along the way in this journey, you know, and I think that's the what's vibing through my spirit is things need to be put in their places. And when I was writing the book, The Bitch Diet, I was writing on the fact that, you know, the first thing that we do is look outwardly. Somebody else's fault. This person did this. This person did that. So I'm reacting to what they did to me. And when I start to speak on, this person did this. So-and-so did this. And this is why this. And I'm not that because of this. And I used to say certain things to that nature, and I'm like, wait, hold up, little nigga, wait, what the fuck did you just say? Nigga, it don't matter what the fuck so-and-so did. See, I got tired of hearing myself complain about the fuckery that other people were doing. And then I wisened up and said, let me stay away from these people. The more I stayed away from these people, the less fuckery that happened in my life. Message. Now, when you start staying away from people, get ready for this. Are you funny acting? Are you acting funny? Are you acting different? Oh, you think you better than us? You think you are something? No, motherfucker. You think you something. I know I'm better than you. And I'm not going to, you know, I think the weakest thing that we can do, but it is the strongest thing that we can do, is to fight. But it's how you fight that's going to determine how fly you are. So if you want to throw up your dukes, fist to cuffs, let's go to work. You know what I mean? I'm going to put these hands on you. You're going to try to put hands on me. We're going to fucking move some furniture. But at the end of the day, that's the dumbest thing that we could do, is to get physical with motherfuckers out here. Like, yo, why get physical with them? Why exert that energy that way? So I'm a Scorpio. That's not braggadocious. That's just what it is. It's factual. That's who I am. We always ready to put our foot in your fucking ass. It doesn't matter. We can wake up and put our foot in your ass. We can go to sleep like a lullaby and put our foot in your ass. It doesn't matter. I will fuck you up on sight. That is a given. And I'm sure some of y'all feel the same way. You know, it is what it is. It's not Billy Badass. It's just a state of mind. But even in that state of mind, it's the dumbest thing that we can do, is to get physical with someone. That's chess. No, excuse me. Correction. That's checkers, homie. Right? Hopscotch, jump, king me. Hopscotch, jump, king me. Back jump, king me. But when you're playing chess, it's different angles and different moves that you have to make. See, people push your buttons because they want to see that fuckery come out of you. See, I told you he was such and such. See, I told you he was irate. See, I told you he was angry. He's so angry. Why are you so angry? And trust me, there are people out there who are professional button pushers. They will push your fucking buttons like nobody's business. I have them in my family all the time, man. And none of these motherfuckers can whoop my ass. But they will fucking push the buttons. It's like the little kid that was in school that kept pointing his finger at you, or kept touching you and like, I'm not touching you. And you just got fed up. You like, bye y'all. And he go crying to the teacher, bloody fucking murder. It's the principles of it, right? See, the bitch diet is saying that you got to remove that bitch out of you, that reaction, that reactive response that is generated by fuckery. Yeah, because it's out there, man. It's people who love that, especially if you're doing things on a positive level. You're moving in a different light. You're grinding on a different path. And all of a sudden, somebody fucks with you. And yes, people, it's on purpose. And no matter how they have their game down, the display, the facade, I'm not doing nothing. And that's the point that you have to be aware of. They're not doing anything but trying to piss you off. But here's the thing that really prompted me to write the book. I got tired of hearing myself complain about the fuckery, complaining about the bullshit, complaining about what other people are doing. That when I moved myself away from these people, when I saw that the stress was less and less, I started to capitalize off of my strength and realize that it's so much power in being alone, being to yourself, being in silence. Getting to know who you are is pivotal for you in the future, but it's what you do right now in the present that's going to make the difference. So it's one thing to just move away from people and then find a new group of people and start getting to know them and realize that they're no different than the other people. See, you haven't learned. See, a lot of people don't like to be alone by themselves, don't like to be by themselves. Quarantine has proven that, right? The COVID-19 crisis, the pandemic that we're in, has proven that you motherfuckers don't like to be by yourself. So some of you motherfuckers are crying about a mask, crying about it's a hoax, crying this and crying this, and crying that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because obviously you motherfuckers are going to do what you want to do anyway. However, I am that type of person that if I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyway, let me try to do the right thing. Because if I'm doing the right thing, that means I'm not fucking with anybody else. See, a lot of people don't understand that shit. See, they're so miserable in their lives that they got to go fuck with somebody else because, look, misery loves company. I told you before, I had a great aunt say, I don't feel like having company. But when I came to her, I needed her. And when she told me that, that shit fucking broke my heart. But that also toughened me up. Because now, instead of bitching about what the fuck she said to me that broke my heart, I understand what she was saying to me that built me up. And, yo, it's wisdom. Is she didn't mean to drop wisdom on me because she was being snarky. But I gained wisdom because I really understood what I needed to do, what I needed to be. I'm the type of person that I don't like to ask anyone for anything. So when I do ask you for something, please believe that it's for real. And if you say no, fine. I'm good with that. And that's the bitch diet as well. You have to be okay with a motherfucker telling you no. Okay, fine. I get that. I understand that and I respect that. And yo, although you may need it, although it may sting a little bit, you got to be able to back away from it and be like, yo, I have to respect their wishes. And that maturity on a whole level, a different level of maturation to master yourself. Because we all got that bitch in us. We all have it. You know, and this is why men don't like to show their emotions and try to, because we're constantly fighting that bitch in us. Yo, let me douse that bitch, and there ain't no bitch in me, man. Let me get that bitch up out of me. You know, because you got to be careful. A lot of men don't like to show their emotions because the very second that you show your emotions, especially to a female that you may care about, if it's not reciprocated the correct way, oh, it's devastating to a man. But it's not as devastating as you may think. If a man is sharing his emotions with you women and you don't accept his emotions and you come back and clap back on his ass and say you acting like a bitch, you have just blown up your motherfucking spot. That man is not going to trust you anymore. That man is not going to love you, and he's going to look at you differently. And if he's a real man, you are no longer in the picture. You're no longer in the picture. You know, I've dealt with them. I dealt with women who only looked out for themselves, who wanted me to open up to them. And then when the second that I dropped the wall, removed the moat, pull the guard dogs back, you know, deactivate the landmines. Y'all see how many barriers is up with a man. See, you know, and a couple of more things when I let them walls down and you get that fucked up response from the so-called woman that you care about. Yo, man, it's not devastating to me because I'm a Scorpio. I'm like, oh, really, bitch? Really, this is where we at now. You know, because see, I don't stay in one emotion long enough to let you dominate me. I stay in that emotion and peep the scenario. And once I peep what's popping, I'm like, really, motherfucker? Now, you do know who the fuck you're dealing with, right? You do know who you're dealing with. See, I'm that nigga that will fucking kill. I slap the soul out your ass. You know how I have to fight not to be a serial killer? You know how I have to fight not to go off and just fuck people up? It's not hard because I mastered that emotion. But it's in every one of us. We can all get stupid. We can all get ill in this motherfucker. That's no doubt. Because you have limits and you don't know who's taking you to the limitations. Motherfucker take you all the way to the top just to drop you at the motherfucking bottom. Yo, man. And me, look, the act of revenge for Scorpio is different than any other zodiac sign. So it's a pre-calculated situation. But I learned a long time ago that I'm putting effort into negativity to scheme a master plan of revenge. How dare you fuck with me? And that's a waste of my time. See, the best revenge is success. Success is not measured in money now. Success is measured in time and what you do with your time and how you have accomplished certain things in this. Because nobody deserves to push any other person's buttons. Although they do, that's just what it is. That's going to happen. That's life. No one is exempt from this. You're not special. Walter LeRae is not special. No, I never thought that my shit didn't stink. Matter of fact, I don't even like smelling it because it stinks. But I also know that there's a principle and a reason for everything that happens in life. Remove of toxins. So this is what I'm sharing with you. A lot of that bullshit that people are coming at you with, you have to learn how to remove and dispel those toxins. And a lot of you need to learn how to block it. But you can only block what you know. And when you come to know the bitch in you, you have to expel and exercise that demon out of you. You know, a lot of it, you being overcoddled by your mother. You know, because a lot of single black moms or a lot of single mothers have white mothers and Latino mothers. Whomever is single probably have a little bit of disdain from the baby daddy. And some kids grew up hearing that shit. And that's toxic. So when you're listening to your mom spout out about your dad, don't take that shit personal. Just look at it as two adults could not get shit done. And that's the bottom line. But you still have your life. So don't occupy your life with what your parents did. Instead, learn what you need to do for you. Because you can adapt and adopt somebody else's fuckery into your life, and it fucks everything up for you. And that's not what, I'm pretty sure that's not what God wants from you. That's not what your parents, they, you know, regardless of your parents, man, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt and be like, yo, you know, that was your life. You lived your life. Whatever fuckery that you put upon me, I'm going to challenge myself to raise myself up and stand up as a man or a woman and do the things that I need to do to be vital and powerful and successful in my life because of the goals that I set forth to accomplish. And that, my friends, is understanding the bitch diet, because the diet becomes a regiment. The regiment becomes routine. Routine becomes habit, and habit is second nature. And once you're constantly doing these things and it's not new to you, it's true to you, you can remove all the fuckery out of yourself because the bitch diet is there. Yo, let me give you another example of the bitch diet. You know, and a lot of men, no matter how hard this dude is, because, you know, I'm hard in my own sense, but my wife likes to say I'm a teddy bear, whatever it is. I'm a teddy bear to her, but I'm a motherfucking werewolf to the rest of the world. Because I had slapped the soul out of your ass. And that's the truth. But I love all of you. However, no matter how hard you are, you know, it's some woman out there. And it's always some woman out there that just does it for you. Because we are needy creatures. We are wanting. We are desirable. And we seek certain things in this world that makes us happy. And there's some woman out there that has all the tangible things that make you happy, you know, that does it for you. And she does everything but love you how you want to be loved. And that will bring the bitch out of every hardcore dude out there in the world, man. There's some woman out there that can break him down. You may not see him being broke down, but he's, you know, sometimes a storm rages within. Sometimes you're not going to see it on the outside. You see the results or the end results of what went down, because it's a cause and effect for everything. So you're going to see those things after it manifests in a different light. And usually it manifests in something really dangerous. And it's definitely not good, because he's not able to control his emotions. And usually this is where it sends some dudes over the deep end. I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for others, but I peep things. I understand what goes on in the world. You're dealing with dick and pussy. And that's not meaning to be crass. That's just the way it is. A woman is emotional to a certain point that, you know, I see things and I'm like, are women emotional, or are they playing the ultimate game of emotions? You know, she's not as strong as I am. And I'm not going to say she's not as smart as I am, because it's very intelligent women in the world. So that brain is a muscle that it's an equalizer, guys. No matter how many external muscles that you have, the brain is the one muscle that is the biggest muscle that is an equalizer, because she has it as well. So now you're trying to outthink each other. And I think she's been using her brain longer than you have. You know, because I know, because look, think about it. The law of nature, the gazelle has to get up every day knowing that the lion and tiger and sometimes a bear is out to get his ass, and wolves. So the gazelle has to be faster than the other gazelles, or he's lunch or dinner or breakfast. You understand what I'm saying? So he has to think on his mind every morning that he gets up, I have to outrun everybody to survive another day. And the tiger and the lion, or lioness, because she's the huntress, and the wolves, which hunts in packs, organize and coordinated attacks, have to prepare every day to say, I'm going to chase that motherfucker down because I'm going to eat today. So if a woman who does not have the muscle capacity and the strength that certain men have, has got to be flexing her brain, the biggest muscle, longer than some men. Because, you know, men learn how to be other men by looking at other men. And then you start to learn that that's not the way to be a man. And when you come into your own right, and if you notice sooner rather than later, then I think you can match powers with a woman in a mental capacity. But if you're all brawn and no brain, she's going to play you like a bitch. Hey, I'm just trying to give you something that most people won't give you. And that's the truth about the game. So you're trying to jump into a rim to outthink her, thinking that you're smarter than her, thinking you're going to play her, and she can play you back. Yeah, it's nothing as cunning as a woman. And I understand that the ancestors, meaning the people before us, why they call you a bitch? Because that motherfucker that you fucked over, that's the only thing that he could say. He's like, this fucking bitch. This bitch has got me out here in the daylight with a motherfucking flashlight looking for her ass, and she probably fucking with my homie Tyrone. You better call Tyrone. Right? Call him. But you can't use my phone. Ain't you dirty bitch. And I bet you if you pick up a phone, she got Tyrone number in her phone. Ooh, come on, man. Y'all ain't feeling that, though. I hope some of you feeling that. Yo, this thing is deeper, man. That's why I don't play the game, man. That's why I'm out of the game. I see it. And right now the game is totally different, because women have reacted in the physical realm more so, less in the spiritual realm. Because women can fuck and go on about their business just like we used to fuck and go on about our business. Because the truth of the matter is that every dude wants the pussy. I mean, like, you want to fuck pussy. So women have pussy, so you definitely need to fuck with her. And that's why when I was young in the game, I was like, oh man, this is nothing but a fuck. This is not, we're not together. And some of these dudes don't, ain't got the fucking balls to say it. They're like, nah, we just fucking. This ain't no love thing. This is this. I'm not lying to you. But look, even when I told them, hey, yo, this is just me knocking these boots and that's it. Once she give you that nah, nah, nigga, she still thinks she running the game. And that's how some women are. Because women's, oh, well, women are emotional. No, women know. Nigga, they know. They know if you good enough to make her come, she don't want you to make another bitch come unless she gives you the permission to make another bitch come. And that's just the rule of the fucking grounds of warfare, motherfucker. You, when you jump in, nigga, swinging your sword, nigga, you gotta understand, nigga, that these motherfuckers are swinging back. So how do we get from you ain't shit but a bitch and you acting like a bitch to being actually civil with one another? Well, yeah, that's then, you know, the proclamation of the bitch diet. It's like, I understand why we are doing the things that we're doing. And we all got some skin in the game. We all fucked up. You know, like back when I was younger, you know, abstinence is the only way that you can not be a part of the fuckery. It's like to be celibate, to kind of, you know, not fuck around and get in tune with yourself and really check that bitch inside of you. Some of us have little bitches and some of us have full grown bitches. It just depends on what it is. And like I said before, most men are not going to come off the cuff and speak about their emotions because it makes us seem weak. And that's, I hate it. I hated to hear myself speak. I hated to hear me say, yo, man, just because this shit here and yo, woo, woo, woo. And I was like, dude, yeah, I told my son, you sound like a bitch. Shut the fuck up. Nigga, please shut all the way the fuck up because you getting on my fucking nerves, nigga, and I'm with you. But it didn't make it right for me to continue to bitch about some shit that I have no power to control. I have no power to change. I can't change a woman how she feels about me. I can't change your thoughts about me. The only thing that I can do is change me. But I'm not changing me to fit in to your scheme. I'm changing me because I know I'm built different. So, you know, when Michael Jackson was talking about, you know, look at the man in the mirror, that's the same thing that he was saying, man. That bitch, yeah, that bitch that you see, that bitch that you hear. Yo, nigga, look in the mirror, nigga. That's you. And that's the fuck up part about it. Because you want to be open and honest with your woman, right? You want to be sincere and like, yo, I want to have this real, you know, I want to move heaven and earth conversations with you. I want to, let's talk about what life is about. You can only do these things with your best friend, man. You can only do these things with your best friends, man. And she got to put skin in the game as well. She got to let you know that I'm with you and I ride with you and I don't judge you. This is a safe place for vulnerability. Let's be safe right here. Because I want to tell you. I want to be vulnerable with you. No judgment. And what we say stays here. It stays here out of love, without anger, without repercussions. Let's be one with who we are. And if you can have that conversations with your woman, that woman in your life, not only have you put the bitch in check that's in you, but you have put the bitch in check that is in her, because she has to put that bitch in check. And she has to show you that that bitch is in check, because I see that you got your bitches in check, and together we're going to get rid of these bitches and we're going to be men and we're going to be fucking women, a man and a woman, and we're going to handle our fucking business. Because now our business is not show business. It's not meant for everyone. And what we can work out internal, you know, it's not out. It's not for the world to see. The world should see that we disagree, but we have the respect of persons to, yo, I respectfully agree to disagree with you. And I move on. Look, you're not gonna, life is like, you know, it's not roses and rainbows and all that shit. It's ups and downs, it's ebbs and flow. So when you're going through these things, keep that in mind, that you operate within love, even if you have an argument or a disagreement with your spouse or your significant other. Keep all of keep those things in mind, that, yo, these things are not the end all be all. These things are just disagreements, and we're going to have a debate about it, or we're going to shut the fuck up and we go to our respective corners. We're going to cool the fuck out, because see, I'm not letting this bitch go wild and me like, yo, and you ain't shit, hoe, but a motherfucking bitch. And then I got to say some shit that's I'm out of pocket. Right. And then you say some shit that's out of pocket, and now we just motherfuckers don't like each other. And it's the check game. The biggest bitch that I had to really check in me is the fact that I can't let that bitch seek revenge, because, you know, I'm nasty with this shit. So this is a nasty bitch in me, man. She'll get ill real quick. I'm like, yo, bitch, chill. You know, nah, nigga, them motherfuckers, they fuck with me, nigga. Nah, nigga, let's get it, nigga. Let's get it. Let's go. And that bitch get in the motherfucking witch's brew and, you know, trying to cook up some revenge. And I'm like, yo, chill. Chill, ma. Chill. We don't need to go there. We don't need to do these things, because we're better. And I learned that even when I was vulnerable to a woman who did not deserve my vulnerability, her reaction taught me, okay, so there really are bitches in the fucking world, and I don't want to be one of those. I mean, right? Because we got to do things differently. Yo, man, the worst thing about a diet is that you on a fucking diet. You killing that motherfucker. You suppressing that bitch who wants to get out. And the bitch diet knows that, yo, this nigga trying to kill me. But nigga, I was with you when ain't nobody was with you. Yeah, but you was the wrong bitch for me. You were the wrong bitch for me. So I had to be better, man. So look, every man has to be better than the next time, than his last time. Because that woman needs you to be better, because she's constantly striving to be better. Women are I like to think women are like, you know, flowers in a garden. You know, they bloom, they have their time, and then they go into dormant and they come back better. So she's always changing. So I don't think women want you to be stagnant. But anything and everything that I do, it cannot be for a woman. Yo, man, my spiritual level is on a different level. So I know that I have to move with God, because if I don't move with God, I'm just moving with Walter LeRae is not good. He's selfish. He wants things to be, and I'm not. I give it back. The glory goes to God. I calm my spirit down. I'm like, no, God, it's you. Yo, man, even when I use these words, they're not the perfect words to use, but they are perfect for this season, for this reason. And when I said that I needed a better bitch, I needed a better fucking bitch for me, which means I needed to be better for me, because I am demanding that the woman in my life is a fucking superstar, and I have to be so much better for her, because I know I'm going to be better for me. So yeah, I need a new bitch. And matter of fact, when I decided that it was time for me to leave that stupid shit alone and not chase after these bitches that I'm only going to get half of bullshit, get half of their love and 100% of their fuckery. You know, I'm going to get half of their attention, but all of their disappointments is going to be projected upon me. Yeah, because see, if you're not getting all of her, you're getting 100% of that bitch of her. Trust me. I don't care if she's a weekend thing. I don't care if she's just passing by, you just smashing, whatever. Whatever, dude. Anytime that you touch another person, you have entered the spiritual realm for a moment. So now if you intimate with them, now you have intertwined with their demons. So you have to be very careful in that situation, because now them demons like, oh, I like this nigga, right? And then you start adapting and taking some of their demons on, and now your demons got backup. I'm gonna let that shit sit for you, for some of you who don't understand how the spiritual game works. And that's why I say that if you don't control the bitch in you and she don't control the bitch in her, then ooh, now you got a big bitch to deal with. Yeah? You can't even deal with the demons in your life, and then you're trying to fuck with her demons too. And them demons like, nigga, you going to be breakfast, lunch, and dinner because I'm about to eat your ass alive. Yeah. And they never get full. You know, they're never satisfied. You know, so now I exercise the big brain muscle. And now I never try to outthink a woman. I just keep thinking. You like that, right? I just keep using my muscle. I keep flexing that brain, flexing that muscle. And I come to understand who I am. And I know what makes me tick and what turns me off. And I know what I don't like. And I know what I would never put up with. So these are the things that you need to learn about who you are, how to adjust in this world, how to adjust in this life, and how to move with purpose. You know, a hard dick ain't shit if you put it into an ain't shit bitch. You know, and then, you get kids with them. That's a different story. That's a different ballgame because that's some bullshit that you got to deal with. Trust me, I know. I don't have a good relationship with my daughter because I fucked around with an ain't shit bitch and had a baby by an ain't shit bitch. And that's just reality. But guess what? It's not her fault because I was an ain't shit nigga fucking with an ain't shit bitch. And when you an ain't shit nigga fucking with an ain't shit bitch and wait a minute, but I'm about something. But I'm about something. But I'm better than this. See, I don't fault my daughter's mom. Now, I call her ain't shit bitch because I don't give a fuck about the bitch, but I don't fault her for nothing because I take all the ownership and put it back on me and say, yo, it was my bad. That was me. I did that. Nobody had a gun into my head. You know, I was dumb. I was stupid. And I did this, but I never ran from my responsibility. Even when they don't want you to be there, I get back to that story. But nevertheless, motherfuckers, it is a story to tell, to be told, to be fucking continued. Back to the bitch diet. It is important that when you start your regimen, that you stick with your regimen and you exercise the bitch diet as a rite of passage to become a man. Even if you're 25 to whatever, how old you are, 35, 45, it doesn't matter, man. The difference between a young bitch and an old bitch is no difference in between. This is a dumb bitch. She became a dumb bitch along the way. And ladies, some of these men are bitches too. So never forget that. Yo, this has been The Poet, man. I'm going to wrap this up. You know, the book is coming, but I'm going to share bits and pieces of it, of the bitch diet, to allow you to understand, you know, that this thing that we're going through, we're all going through it. Nobody has all the answers. You're going to be right. You're going to be wrong. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fuck up, but get your bitch ass up, dust your bitch ass the fuck off and keep grinding. Keep grinding, man. Never give up. Never give up. And get that bitch up out of you. Because when you get that bitch up out of you, there lies the most beautiful person in the world, which is you. Yeah. There's no one in the world like you. No one. And I thank you for listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with the poet, Walter LeRae. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm grateful for you. Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. If you would like to be a part of our show, or if you have any suggestions and topics that you would like us to speak on, please feel free to reach us at MissTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. Just search Miss Talks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let the journey begin.